Trevor, well, he hasn't done anything today, Mike, but he is out of the boot. I saw him in the pool earlier. I haven't been too much involved with Greek yet today, you know, to maybe answer some of those questions. But I know he's doing a lot better, so he's been out of the boot, so we'll see where we're at. Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, we were hoping he would have got there this past week, but couldn't. So I think the fact that he's out of the boot all weekend, walking around in Jacksonville, moving around, looks like he's moving around good down there today in a meeting. So we'll see. See where he's at.
Trevor's had a lot of different things at his
shoulder. Yeah, I know. You know, yeah, he's had three things, right? He had a preseason issue going on, and he's had two things throughout the course of the regular season. So, yeah, learning how to, I don't want to say take care of yourself, but learn how to stay healthy as a player is it's an art in a lot of ways. You know, you got to know how to protect yourself and get rid of the ball and those type of things. So hopefully he can improve upon those things. But the good news is he's not something that's missed a lot of time. So hopefully he's back here and he can take care of himself the rest of the year. You know, being evaluated right now, he's got a pretty good ankle sprain. I know that. He's still in the boot today. So, you know, all I can tell you guys is coming out of the game, he and B. Marsh and, you know, Billy Wynn were the big concerns, I think. Am I right, Patrick? Am I missing anybody? And I know Billy's doing really good today, and B. Marsh and Capri are still kind of in an evaluation period. Yeah, well, it's a concern right now. You know, I mean, it has a lot to do. Can you play with two backs? Yeah, we've done that. You know, Juwan ready to go. I mean, he actually got pushed into some service yesterday, and there was a period of the game where he was the only healthy guy we had, you know. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, obviously it's something John and I always look at, but obviously we're kind of thin there. And with Billy, you know, D-line-wise, we got some issues going on, but I think Billy's going to be fine.
Gary, when you look at Paxton on film and some of his deep balls and the inaccuracies there, yeah. Is that a mechanics thing? Or?
You know, I just think it's a guy who went out and played in the second start. You know, I do. And I've been doing this a long time and seen young players. I mean, you know, I look at the course of the game. He was really locked into what we were doing early and on top of what we were doing early as the game got longer and some other things were happening during the course of the game. And, you know, now it's time to adjust, and he's still a young, raw player. So, but the point I made yesterday, there's some opportunities in the game where, you know, he's got to give us a chance with the ball better, you know. And it's really just making those plays, having an opportunity to do them again, make them again, knowing – you know, third and two with the game on the line, a 7-point lead, give Emmanuel a chance with that ball, you know, those type of things. So he'll learn a lot from this game. He missed two big plays in the game off of bootlegs. It could have been touchdowns for us. But he'll learn from that, and he'll be better because of it.
The ground game was playing on a touchdown drive, struggled yeah. The rest of the day. How much did that affect passing issues?
Well, we were playing a team that was excellent against the pass, you know, so they're one or two, you know. So we knew that going in the game. We wanted to commit to the run. I think Capri gave us a little boost. He came in and ran really well. We did some good things in the first half. In the second half, we did not at all. You know, so obviously it's a concern. But, you know, when we're doing that well, it gives us a chance to move the quarterback around a little bit. You know, Paxton got the edge three or four times and moving yesterday. And like I said, we had a chance to make two big, big plays, but we got to take advantage of them.
Coach, how else would he improve in that department aside from playing in a game?
Yeah, I mean, the more you play, those things get better for you. You know, I mean, anybody who's, you know, he's got two starts under his belt right now. So, I mean, just as he goes through his career and goes through, continues to practice and get opportunities, those things, he will improve upon those things.
Is he on track in your life? I mean, you're not concerned that he won't be able to get to that point.
Who's that? Oh, God, I think this guy's got a brilliant career ahead of him. You know, I'm really excited, you know. We're asking a lot of them. You know, we threw him in there against Atlanta. He got a start against Atlanta, and he gets a start on the road here against Jacksonville. And, you know, he's a young kid, but I'm excited about some of the things I see. And then I'm also excited about things I know we can correct that are going to help him out. But he's a hard worker. He's a good kid. He went in there and protected the ball yesterday, which we needed him to do for us to win. Yeah, he can make some more plays. He knows that, and I have confidence that he will.
You obviously spend a lot of time stressing protecting the ball. Mm-hmm. You think sometimes a quarterback goes subconscious like, man, I don't want to make a mistake because the coach wants me to protect the ball?
Yeah, I think that could happen sometimes, you know. I mean, especially, you know, when you're young and you know, some things are going on in the game, you know. Also, you don't want to take away a guy's aggression neither as a player, but we were playing a team yesterday that we felt like if we won the turnover battle, we'd have a chance to win the game. So, and winning the football game is the most important thing we do each and every week.
Gary, you said yesterday you could feel their fatigue.
Yeah. I don't know, Jeff. I'm looking at it, you know. We'd come off a lot of football against Kansas City. We had a long trip, you know. We played 85 plays on defense. So a lot of football there. But I think late in the year you got to look at it week to week, you know. That's what I try to do.
Coach, after getting the chance to watch the tape, any new impressions on Khalif Raymond in the return game?
Yeah, he gave us some juice, you know. I mean, he's the fastest guy on the field. I know that. And he looked good throughout the course of the week. Got a couple of things he's got to clean up, the decision-making, you know, for himself too. But the thing that was obvious there, I mean, when he touched the ball, we gave him some space, some good things happened. You know, he had, I think he had two returns over 10 yards or something like that, and the penalty added to the other one. So got to feel pleased about what we saw.
What does it say about character, maybe leadership of a guy like Roby who had that game against Kansas City, internalized it, and then bounced back the way he did yesterday?
Yeah, and, you know, what's Roby now? Third year, you guys? Am I right? I mean, Roby's still a young player, and, you know, one thing about him when he's had some, you know, the ball comes his way a lot because of Aqib and Chris, and when he's had some tough days or something, he keeps playing and ends up making plays for us. So I think his progression, his career has been really good. He got tested yesterday. They came at him a lot, and, you know, he came up with a home run play for our football team. You know, we're going to keep playing them both. I know y'all asked me that yesterday. I told you guys we had a little different plan for Ty yesterday. We played him at tight end in some situations. He'll continue to play some, but I think Donald has been consistent the last 2 weeks. I mean, we all got to get better, but I think he's been pretty consistent in what he's done, and hopefully he continues to improve.
Coach, what did you see from Corey Nelson when he went in?
Yeah, he played 42 plays. I was just talking to the team. You know, we had some issues there, issues D-line, but Corey came in for B-Marsh. He has been doing that a little bit, you know, but not only special teams-wise, but he's been playing well.
Who's your players of the game this
week? Riley, DT, and Bradley and Chris Harris. Those are our four guys.
Any other questions for the coach? Okay, thank you.
All right.
Thanks, Coach.